It's the Gadget Grill on 88.1 Radio 2RDJ, the voice of the Inner West. My name is Lee Stark.
That must mean my name is Gary Stark.
Well, no, it mustn't mean that. I mean, it could mean that. It potentially does mean that. It probably means that. You could be Roger Rabbit.
My name is Fred Nerks.
I don't know who that is.
That's good.
Okay.
And welcome to the Gadget Grill here on 2RDJ FM 88.1 with Lee Stark and Fred Nerks.
Yeah, right, yeah. Welcome to the Gadget Grill tonight. And it's a very special sort of a night because it's dark.
Happy birthday to...
Don't ever sing. I think I've told you that before. Don't ever sing again. It makes our ratings go down.
So is that possible?
Yeah, we go from 2 to 1.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. Don't you ever sing again. What's the anniversary today, actually?
Well, it's actually tomorrow.
Bugger!
Tomorrow. Bugger. Tomorrow is the actual anniversary of... Man walking on the moon.
What about dog walking on the moon?
Dog walking on the moon. No, they didn't take a dog up there.
Monkey walking on the moon, maybe?
The monkeys sort of have been into space.
They've been
but
in space.
Never,
yeah. Dogs went in space too. The Russians
did that. Dogs went into space, yes.
Dogs
yes.
in space.
Yes.
Welcome to this episode of Catch a Grill.
This is our moon landing. Moonwalking episode. Are you going to moonwalk for me tonight?
I might. I'll do an eternal moonwalk, provided you don't pull down your pants and moon the radio station.
Yes, I'm actually surprised at the music that you've put in there, because you've got absolutely nothing on there to commemorate the moonwalk.
That's not true. I have the third song is slightly
okay,
it's slightly
yeah.
spacey.
Yeah,
you know,
slightly spaced
slightly
out.
Spacey. Anyway, tonight
not to be confused with Kevin.
Oh, of course not. You are really bad with these jokes. I just have to warn you, your jokes are becoming like an affliction, like a cancer.
I beg to differ.
I think you can get chemotherapy to get them removed.
I beg to differ that you use the word becoming.
Okay, fine. They already are like a cancer. Go get some chemo done for them.
Okay.
Tonight on the Gadget Grill, we are talking about how you can go to space without leaving your own chair.
Oh, that's cool.
That is cool, because next week we're actually talking to someone who knows more about space than we do. Hopefully we're talking to him. It looks like we're talking to him.
Of course, that qualification that you just made is pretty easy to achieve.
What, someone who knows more about space than we do?
Yes.
You mean because our place is messy and we don't actually have any perception of what space is?
We have a lot of perception of what space is.
We
just don't have any.
Don't have any space. That's wonderful. Tonight we're talking about that. Plus, there will be some news, and I'm sure we can find something to review.
Okay.
Maybe.
Okay, did you bring something in with you to review?
No.
So you can't hold it up to the microphone for the listener to look at?
No, because the microphone lacks a camera.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. But we might be able to dig up a useless gadget. There have been quite a few this week.
Okay, that's good.
I can always find some useless gadgets around the place.
That's never too hard, is it?
We should No, it's not. Not in this day and age. Not no. When they're so readily available. We're going to get into a song right now. This is a classic.
This is absolutely a classic. This song goes back to the late 60s.
Is it? Really?
Yeah.
Is it that old? I chose a song that old.
You chose
I was
a
criticizing
song.
You for your taste in music, and I chose a song that old.
Yes.
Wonderful. This is Sly and the Family Stone with Sing a Simple Song. Song, not stong, song.
You've been working hard all morning and now it's time to relax for lunch. What better place than with your pals in the shed? And what better shed than the one right here on Tuesdays on 2RDJ between 1 and 3?
So please come and join Peter Worthington, that was him, and me, Gary Stark. We're your pals in the shed on 2RDJ FM 88.1.
And don't forget your lunch.
It's the Gadget Grill on 88.1 Radio 2RDJ, the voice of the Inner West. Hello. If you're listening to us right now on a radio, congratulations. You might be successfully tuned into the Mars rover procedural learning thing that NASA are in. I'm talking gibberish, aren't I?
As you always.
As I always as am. Always. If you're listening to us on the radio, that's fantastic. But you might not quite have that ability all the time, so you can head to www.radio2rdj.com to listen to us live, on the air, streaming. You can even do it on your iPhone, actually, using all the special tuner applications that accept our stream. But if for some reason you just can't make it to a computer and you're going to bed right now, sleep well. Other than that...
We're guaranteed to put you to sleep.
We're guaranteed to put you to sleep, of course. And if you're going to sleep really well, you can rest well knowing that tomorrow you can download a copy of the show that we're doing right now.
So you'll have it up online?
Yeah, I'll finally have it on time. I'll have it up online tonight. Hey, we've got it ready ahead of schedule. We're not pre-recording. I'm just sort of guessing everything. It's a pre-guest show or something like that. So you can head to www.gadgetgrill.com.au where you can hear the exact same message again in podcast format because that's really why you listen to the show. Right now, we've got some news.
You want to start?
Yeah, sure. Oh, this echo. I really like this echo. How about I start with how... It's video game news. I've got a few random video game news pieces today. There's an Xbox Live update coming, which affects all 10 of our listeners of the two that we actually have who use an Xbox, which actually comes with a cool feature, something that I suspect they've been listening into the conversations I have with my brother and my friend Ross, where we kind of want a Mystery Science Theater thing where we can watch movies together, not living in the same home. And that's coming. You'll be able to rent a movie on Netflix, which will be affecting Australia soon, from what
okay,
I hear.
Yeah.
And go in as your avatar, you know, which in my case looks like a zombie alien freak, which isn't so different from what I currently look like, and you will be able to watch a movie with your friends and sort of make comments about it. It looks like Mystery Science Theater, but watching with your friends, hopefully. We don't know any details on this yet, so we're hoping that...
That sounds rather interesting and a lot of fun. Basically, you can watch a shared movie across the internet. So I'll be watching it here. Somebody could be watching it in California.
Yeah,
a friend of mine could be watching it in California.
And you could be talking with your friends of doing it. We're just hoping there's a side of this isn't... You can throw popcorn at people as well, and you can flirt with them while they're watching it. So it's a kind of cool experience. We don't know how the pricing structure works, and we're hoping that it doesn't, or at least I'm hoping, that you don't have to pay $3 each for the movie, because that would be a bit stupid considering the quality would get a bit less and you're watching it with friends.
Well, no, because they'll be streaming it to each different site individually, I would imagine.
Maybe, but would you really want to pay $3 each to watch a movie?
Like, of course not.
You know, rented? So that's coming, though.
Well, then again, is that any different to paying $15 each to go into the movies?
Yes.
Except that it's a lot cheaper than $15 each.
Yes, because you're essentially watching it from a little tiny video screen and...
Not if we throw it onto the projector at home.
Okay, fine, but you also have to deal with everyone yelling over the microphone that you're a douchebag. Especially you. Especially you. Not you, listener, the guy that pops at me. What have you got?
We do that at home anyway.
Well, that's because you are a douchebag some of the time.
I know. How about online criminals have been learning from some of the techniques that people are using in Twitter?
Okay. I'll bite.
Okay. One of the... features of Twitter, of course, is that you got to say everything in 140 characters or less.
Can you please retweet that for me?
Yes.
Okay.
Which means that if you want to refer somebody to a particular website, then you've got to go to somewhere like Tiny URL to get the IP address, the domain address, contracted into something that is usable within the confines of Twitter.
Okay.
What cyber criminals are doing now is that instead of putting in the direct address to their website, they're going to Tiny URL, encoding it as a small URL, which will obfuscate their own address, and putting that in to the emails and everything that they're sending you.
Right. That sounds really nice of them.
So what that means is that if you check on the taskbar, you'll see a Tiny URL address rather than their address, which makes it hard for you to determine the veracity of the site that they're trying to refer you to.
That sounds really generous.
It does, doesn't it? It sounds pretty bloody ugly on the part of the cyber criminals, but what do we expect from cyber criminals?
Well, they are.
That's why they're called cyber criminals.
They are cyber criminals, and that is a bit of an issue. New Scientist today are apparently saying that the ability to be creative is actually linked to a schizophrenia gene. The possibility between...
Could you tell my compatriot that?
Tell your friend that, the one who's sitting right next to you, the one who only you can see.
Hi.
Absolutely.
Hi.
I can't pronounce this guy's name. This is from the Semmelweis University in Budapest in Hungary. That was just an echo cough. Yeah. Yeah. So Cecil Bolks-Kerry is saying that the possibility of things like schizophrenia and bipolar are linked to being creative. So apparently it's a single DNA letter mutation affects how much of this protein that links to it is also linked to bad memory and the ability to take criticism, which would certainly explain a lot of photographers I know who suck. And yet,
they don't accept that they suck.
Yeah, you know, and not just photographers, but people in general. I'm not aiming at anyone specifically there at all. So,
can I take my bat and ball and go home?
You don't have a bat or ball. I took them away from you. You were beating up your invisible friend, and I thought it was mean.
Okay.
Yeah, don't beat up your invisible friend. I know only you can see him, but there's still no reason to hurt him.
Okay, I see.
Yeah, sort of.
Yeah, Royal Australian Air Force website this week was hacked.
Why?
Why not?
Why? I'm asking first.
Atul Dwivedi defaced the Australian Royal Australian Air Force website this week, posting a message on the front page as a warning to Prime Minister Kevin Rudd. He put on a message there saying the site has been hacked by whatever his name was. This is a warning message to the Australian government. Mm-hmm. Immediately take all measures to stop racist attacks against Indian students in Australia, or else I will pawn all your cyber properties like this one.
Right. Out of curiosity, what does that actually do to help things if...
Not a lot.
I mean, what does a threat do? I mean, surely that's just going to bring police knocking at his door. Threats are bad.
Well, it depends on where he lives. If he lives in India, he probably did that from a call center in Mumbai.
Of course, right. You got any more of them, that one, or is it?
Well, that one there, that was apparently the website's running an older version of Windows Server and IIS, and
upgrade
it appears
now.
As though it has not been properly patched.
Did you hear what happened in America? Hillary Clinton was running some sort of a state meeting between people. I'm actually not reading this. I'm trying to remember this one. So here goes the memory
thing.
This is
a problem.
This is a problem. And it was a meeting between state people who worked for the state government servants, basically. And someone piped up and said, why aren't you running Firefox? A lot of government bodies are running Firefox now. They've replaced Internet Explorer. Hillary Clinton had you know, pretty much great response. I don't know why. If it's something people want, which it apparently does,
yep,
we could go for it. The person that she works with, I don't remember his name, Pat someone or Ken, I'll pick it up sometime later. He said, for expense reasons. Yeah.
Well, I would take that as being reasonable, because I think that IE would be more expensive to maintain.
That's what he said. Firefox. Actually, that's what he said, and also for training people. But given that Firefox is actually free, outside of that, the University of Wisconsin and Adobe are working on something very cool, and we happen to like camera stuff here, and I know a few listeners that we have seem to like it as well. Using a cross between 3D modeling this new Adobe it's a projection technology, 3D projection, and using some Adobe software, you can take shaky technology, the information will be warped and turned it into solid camera work.
Oh.
So
this is image stabilization within the post-processing.
So if you don't have a Steadicam, the technology is soon coming for amateur filmmakers, and it will be out in about 2 years.
That's very interesting.
That's very cool. One other thing quickly,
yep,
if we're going to wrap up something. If you're an independent musician, curse you for not giving us your album or telling us about what it is so we can play it on
the
radio.
Shame on you.
However, it looks like you'll soon have the ability to add your song into the Electronic Arts video game Rock Band, where people can pretend to play your song on their fake guitars, fake drum kits, and fake microphones. It's a good idea to get it's a good free promotional thing. It looks like it's coming soon, at least harmonics.
This is the air band champ. There's actually some air band stuff on on YouTube.
Is it
it's
anything,
very amusing.
Is it anything like the ASX championships we saw a few weeks ago?
I participated in those.
Whoa, more information than I needed to know. Interestingly, the next song we have has to do with a story we talked about last week where United Airlines actually broke...
On the subject of air.
Yeah,
good
exactly.
Segue,
yeah, great segue, unintentional. United Airlines last week, we reported on United Airlines, a guy had his his guitar is broken by United Airlines.
Taylor guitar, yeah, beautiful machines.
Which was very nice of them to do. So he wrote a song about it. He's writing three, apparently. And while the video is available on YouTube, we weren't able to grab the song until this week because we purchased it on iTunes because it's available there. Good. In any case, this is Dave Carroll.
So you've helped him pay for the replacement guitar.
The $120 is going his, some of it's going his way anyway. This is Dave Carroll and the Sons of Maxwell with that very song, United Breaks Guitars.
I flew United Airlines on my way to Nebraska. The plane departed Halifax, connecting in Chicago's O'Hare.
Jazz. It's not for everybody.
Oh, wait.
It's better than that. Whether your taste is trad, blues, straight ahead, hard bop, bebop, New Orleans funk, or Afro-Cuban, we play it for you. Every weekday, 11 till 1. Here on Radio 2 RDJ FM 88.1, or on the internet, www.radio2rdj.com.
Jazz. It's not for everyone. It's better than that. 88.1 Radio 2 RDJ. This is the Gadget Grill with occasional microphone hijinks because I don't have control over the microphone.
My dad, I do.
My dad, on the other hand, does. And it's like an inside joke every time we hear that jazz. Do it, Dad.
Jazz. It's not for everyone. It's better than that.
Every time we hear that ad, we have to repeat the script over and over again. I have to anyway, because it's just, once you get it in your head, it's sort of like, well, jazz, it's not for everyone. It's better than that.
But it's true, isn't it?
I don't really think it is. I think it is for everyone. I think you just have to find the right sort of jazz to get into. And like jazz, space is something that you can get into as well. I know, that segue was shit. I apologize.
Yeah,
in any case, we're getting into the way of exploring space from your very own seat. Let's start with a... Was that... Oh, I thought there was a noise. Is that...
Yeah, just...
Just the microphone noise?
Just the microphone,
I thought you were playing
of,
Space, the Final Frontier. It sounded like the... Yeah, it's an echo. Yeah, right. We're going to get into some quick ones. We're mostly... Would you stop playing with that, okay? We're already running late as it is.
Okay.
All right? We're going to talk about Mars quickly. Actually, mostly because most of the things you have on the web at your disposal for going to space from your very own seat, because, I don't know, I can't afford... to go to Mars. I'm certainly not an astronaut. I don't have any special abilities, and you know, I can't fly out there. I'm not Superman.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not, even though I wish I was sometimes. That big ass is really nice and shiny.
Yeah.
You can go to Mars without actually... That works. You go to Mars without actually leaving your seat. So one of the ways you can do it is to head to google.com/Mars. And what you'll get, much like Google Maps, is a interface showing you the elevation, the infrared, and the actual look of what Mars does indeed look like. The Google satellites are allowing you to see it. You've got options on your plate to see regions and craters and even that Jesus face or something, the face of whatever it is that appears... It's not really a face, it just happens to look like a face.
That's why they call it a face.
Yeah, it could be a face. Anyway, you can actually visit Mars, and if you download Google Earth, there's a separate globe. Even though Google Earth specifies Google Earth, you can actually tour, like physically fly around, essentially, Google Mars.
That's pretty cool.
And see it, you know, see the red cratered planet the way it's supposed to be. Because you can't really fly there. But if you're looking for something a little bit more interactive, we're going to provide a link to you on the website later on tonight, probably tomorrow morning rather, when this podcast goes to air, that will let you put your name on Mars. Do you want to go to Mars?
I'd love to go to Mars.
There's no air up there, you'd die.
Ah.
What you can do is NASA are actually sending a trip to Mars in 2011. So you've got some time. They're sending a new...
I can save.
They're sending the Mars Science Laboratory rover. I think that's the one you were talking about last week
that got bogged down.
Yeah.
Right.
They're sending one down there. Hopefully it won't be bogged down. And this link allows you to put your first name, your last name, the country you're from, including your postcode, and your information will go on a microchip and it will be on Mars along with a whole lot of other people going to Mars in name.
So it's going to be quite crowded.
It will be quite crowded. I've come up with another thing. If there are, in fact, aliens on Mars, it's an excellent opportunity for them to get some market research done to find people who to do anal probes on.
So what you could do is you could put your name, your email address, then you'll get spam from outer space.
And you will.
Spam from Mars.
Yeah, no.
Wow.
Viagra, that's orbital. Orbital Viagra. Orbital Cialis.
That creates some very interesting thoughts.
It does, doesn't it? And there's another way of actually pretending you're in space. You can always grab flight simulators. They do that. There's certainly lunar module games for the iPhone that commemorate.
Or you can maybe just watch Airport 3.
Airport 2. Airport 2. Flying higher.
Flying higher,
yeah. You could do Airplane 2, flying higher.
Yeah.
Or you could take a look at a flight simulator we've had some experience with called X-Plane.
Oh,
the
yes.
The X-Plane title is available for both for Mac, Linux, and PC. And one of the features that's been here for several years now is to fly a space shuttle, which is, and apparently it's incredibly realistic to the point that I would crash the space shuttle, which is why NASA are never letting me anywhere near their space shuttle.
Well, they've got to wait for you to get your driver's license first.
That's never going to happen, is it?
No.
I mean, so these are sorts of options. There are also loads of astronomy applications for free. Just search up astronomy program free and add your operating system, so Mac OS, Linux, Windows. Add whatever you can to it, and you'll find a whole bunch of ways to let you explore
Amiga.
The stars. Maybe not the Amiga. No, maybe not the Amiga.
Zeus. OS 2.
You might find OS 2 one.
DOS 1.0.
Look, there's certainly one here called Orbiter, and it's a free space simulator, and it's from 2008, and it lets you, you know, fly through space, essentially. Apparently, you can launch from the Kennedy Space Center.
Symbian.
And you might find one for Symbian phones. You don't doubt the possibility. There are lots of free space simulators, enough to let your interest in space explode and really appear out there. Because next week we'll be talking to someone, hopefully. Don't hold me to it. If there's strange things happen at the Gadget Grill to stop that from happening.
Yes.
If so, we'll have a different topic for you, of
yes,
course.
Yes. But he burnt toast at the Gadget Grill.
If all goes well, we'll be talking to someone who works at the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence, which is basically a bunch of giant satellites which look for intelligent life, because to be honest, there's got to be more intelligent life than what we're broadcasting from right now.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, this is would you consider yourself intelligent life? I consider myself life, and I'm semi-intelligent.
I don't consider myself either. I'm a two-time loser.
So what, you're unintelligent dead? You're the search for unintelligent. You're the search for the living dead.
I'm one of the grateful dead.
I don't think you're very grateful.
No.
I don't think you're very grateful at all. We should get into a song, however, because we've got other things to talk about besides this. Tune in next week for when we have, hopefully, that interview, because I'm really looking forward to doing the interview as well. I've had a big interest in SETI from the beginning, and I think...
Well, we've been involved in it for quite a few years on and off with different computers.
Absolutely,
and
we'll tell you more about that next week. Right now, we're going to get into some jazz, everybody. This is kind of fitting, I guess.
Oh, if you say so.
I do say so. And this is Art Pepper with Star Eyes. Radio 2 RDJ. This is the Gadget Grill, the voice of the inner space.
Yeah.
West. In the inner spatial west.
The inner spaced out west.
The west that's partially in my body. Yes, because I have Bankstown.
Your right hand side.
Yeah. I have Bankstown in my stomach right now. I think that's.
I thought that was Mix.
Yeah, I thought it was Mexican too, but I think it's actually Bankstown I ate instead. Sorry, everyone in Bankstown, I ate
the
you.
Car that ate Bankstown.
The car that ate Bankstown. The newest movie from Jerry Bruckheimer. Right now, we're going to do a simple, not so simple review. We had the pleasure of playing with the MacBook Air.
I like the way he says we have the pleasure. He wouldn't let me have it.
Well, I'm sorry, but it was nice, and I don't like to give you nice things. I like to give you horrible, disastrously bad things.
Okay.
Like rabies. Did you get that present?
I did indeed.
You did? Yeah.
Yes.
You just didn't.
I gave you swine flu in return.
Thanks. That's really nice. No one come near the studio. You're all going to die.
Carry on.
We had the pleasure of playing with the MacBook Air, which is the ultra-thin MacBook Pro-ish device.
And this was the new one.
It's the new MacBook Air, yes, the one with a 128 gig solid-state drive in it.
Whoa.
Yeah, which is a nice. It is nice. It's a little strange, the laptop, actually, because while a lot of the MacBook Pros these days have the glass touchpad, and the connectivity, this sort of lacks things like that. It has I can't get used to the echo on that cough. The MacBook Air, it has the glass. It has a regular touchpad, but it's not, it's a regular Apple one. It's not glass one button. It's just a single button. It's got the chiclet keys, which are kind of cool.
Yep.
You
can eat them if you get hungry.
No, you can't. I would not recommend that. It does only have one USB port, a headphone port, and a display port, which is this
that's a new version.
It's a new version of eight of like wannabe HDMI.
Yeah,
and
the Mac one. Yeah, the Mac uses proprietary
a pain in the ass.
It's terrible. Yes.
Yeah, it's a pain in the ass. Some companies are beginning to add it to their devices. Not many. Yeah, except for that expanding option. I like how the battery adapter sort of fits in there. It just slots on either way. And
the magnetic one.
The magnetic thing. But once again, it's required that you have their one for the MacBook Air because it doesn't quite fit the other one. It's slightly different.
Right.
That seems kind of weird. You also can't remove the battery. It's kind of stuck. It does fit into an envelope because it's so thin, but you're stuck with this battery. And I got between... It was dependent on what I was doing.
Naturally.
But I got between 2.5 hours and 4 hours of life, really.
Considering it's an SSD, that's really not
a
lot.
It's not great, especially considering this thing costs between $2,500 and $4,000, depending on how you configure it, which is a lot of money for a laptop.
Yes, it is.
Especially one that... I loved how it felt, and I loved how thin it was, and I absolutely adored how sexy it was. I could have taken this home and done things to it. It lacks a DVD drive. I'm talking about sexy things like writing documents on it.
Oh, okay. You weren't thinking of having it blow up that blow up doll of yours.
Absolutely. Well, it doesn't have a slot. It doesn't have a drive, so it can't breathe out or slot or anything like that. It has no DVD drive. It's basically like an oversized netbook, I guess. An oversized netbook that's really thin.
An oversized, overpriced netbook.
I guess what I would probably prefer to get is one of those consumer ultra-low voltages that looks thin and looks like a MacBook, but isn't and saves me $3,000 in the process. It's cool. But
I could make one out of paper for you. Wouldn't use any power.
It wouldn't use any power. It'd be very low power. And it would fit in an envelope. In fact, I think I'll be putting an envelope together later on tonight for the radio station.
Right.
It's like a tiny MacBook Pro. It was interesting.
How did it run the applications? Because that's more important. How did it run stuff like Photoshop?
It didn't really run Photoshop brilliantly. It was okay. Like it's a lot better than the new version. The chip is faster. The memory is solid. It was a good... device, and it's great for typing, it's great for surfing the web, it's certainly great for forming those business documents, but I don't recommend it for the industrial sort. But it just doesn't have enough power to really...
Okay.
And can't upgrade it, you can't start.
As a portable machine...
Portable machine, yeah.
Okay, let's compare it to my MacBook at home.
Your white MacBook?
My white MacBook.
Yep.
Which would you prefer to have?
I think your white MacBook, to be honest, because as someone who likes to use their computer for more than writing, I would, you've got FireWire on your MacBook, as do all the other MacBook Pros. That's good.
Yeah.
You've got more USB ports.
Yeah. What we're saying is that this is basically usable.
It's a great pro. It's a great laptop for yuppies.
Yeah, okay.
Yuppies who have no idea.
Who aren't going to do anything beyond write a couple of documents or surf the web.
That's right. It's great.
For that, you may as well get yourself an iPhone and save yourself $2,000.
Well, it doesn't look as cool, the iPhone. I mean, it does, but it doesn't. I mean,
I'll get your new 32-gigabyte iPhone.
Yeah, whatever. How are we doing for time?
We could probably go to this music now.
Go some music. This is a small one. This is from one of the bands we do like here, the Deer Hunter. This is from their first CD, from Act 1, sort of. This is from the random EP that associates with it. This is Battissimo del Fuoco.
If you mean the price is clear, a child born the mother near.
Thank you. 88.1 Radio 2RDJ. This is the Gadget Grill in the voice of the Inner West. And if you heard the song, some of the last line was, "The flame is gone, the fire remains." And that's really useful for us because it looks like there's a cigarette lighter phone coming out. If you talk about
a what?
Yeah, if you talk about useless features in phones, like, you know, a phone these days usually is the useless feature in a phone. There's one coming out soon, possibly, which has a cigarette lighter in. It has
a phone with a cigarette lighter. That sounds like really hot stuff.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? It could smoke up the marketplace, that's for sure.
Yeah,
set fire
smoking.
To it. Yes, it's great for flame wars though. apparently, it's some sort of. It looks like a Sony Ericsson ripoff phone, which you get all
Can
over.
Can you imagine if you take it down the beach with you, you'd end up with smoke on the water?
You would. It looks like it's got a you know those cigarette lighters that you have in your car? It looks like it's got a tiny one of those.
Okay, yep.
Where the camera would normally be. You pull apart the little slider and you put your cigarette by the warm orange glowing thing and it lights your cigarette thing for you.
Oh, okay, so I see how it's working. Yeah, so it's got an electric resistance element.
Yeah, so
there.
Rather than loading up your phone with gas, that'd be cool if your phone ran on gas and use that to, you know, to power it.
Well, with a fuel cell in it, yeah, you
absolutely,
could do that.
Absolutely, that'd be so cool. I mean, but it's called the SB6309 lighter phone.
That just rolls off the tongue, doesn't it?
What, any more than cigarettes do, and it comes in red, brown, and black for the sort of moods you'll be in after smoking a cigarette. Red with fire, brown with tar, and black with death.
Okay.
I don't think that's their
intent?
I don't think that's their intent, no. But you can find more about it if you so choose to at cbright.cn. In case you're curious, the CN means China.
China.
Where all great useless gadgets tend to be made.
So it would seem. That is just a wonderful thing.
I like the idea because you can actually hurt someone with your phone.
Does that mean you could actually ring up somebody and light their cigarette for them?
No, but that would be fantastic. It means you could probably singe someone's face with it if you really so chose.
Oh, that'd be. Can you imagine the liability cases coming out of that one?
God, yeah. If your phone blows up in your pocket, at least
have that with me with a beard. You know, sort of. We could set fire to the beard. Wouldn't that be?
Imagine if you.
I was going to say cool, but no.
If you open it while you're on the phone with someone because it's by your finger, you'll burn your fingertips and set fire to a park.
Yeah.
That's terrible. You've been listening to The Gadget Grill here on 88.1 Radio 2RDJ, the station that we've talked about at least six times tonight. We're going to end the show. Have you started that up? Sort of?
Yes, I have, except that I blew it.
Okay, we'll start it up again. We're going to end the show tonight with some Australian content. This is actually the soundtrack to a sort of a video game. It's a modification to the game Half-Life 2. This is an Australian guy who composed this, Ed Harrison. This is the soundtrack to Neo Tokyo, the song Beacon. We're going to end the show tonight. Dad, would you like to do the honours?
Okay, well, you've been listening to, or you have just missed, The Gadget Grill here on 2RDJ FM 88.1 on the internet, www.radio2rdj.com. We shall be back with another Gadget Grill next Sunday
night.
It'll
be an exciting Gadget Grill, too.
At 9 p.m. for your listening pleasure.
Indeed. If it's not your listening pleasure, well, you know, it's your listening
pain. That's your problem, not ours.
It's your problem, not ours, exactly.
I'm Gary Stark.
My name's Lee Stark.
We'll see you next week.
See you. Have a good week.